The effects of climate change can be seen in many different ways and places. A recent report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change found if left unchecked, climate change could have serious consequences for the environment, human health, and the economy, among other things. That's also the case with America's national parks. And with me to talk about one of them, Yellowstone National Park, is ecologist Mike Tursik. He's an independent contractor for the Park Service and other government agencies. He mostly specializes in analyzing climate change data. And Mike, what are you seeing specifically as it pertains to Yellowstone as far as the amount of climate change and the impacts of that climate change?
Yeah, I think if you had to pick a theme, it would be water related. You know, there's definitely temperature warming. That's the key characteristic of global climate change. But in this area, the effect is to make things more arid. And if you're concerned about water, I would say that snowpack is particularly important because especially at the higher elevations, water is locked up in snow for, you know, sometimes 8 to 10 months of the year. So we've had the snow season, you know, the number of days per year in which you have snow covering the ground decreased by up to a month in some places since the 1980s. And that's important because you have a change in the seasonality of when water is available. So rather than having it, you know, flow through streams later in the season when people expect it, it's coming earlier. You know, and if that trend continues, they say looking out into the future, you know, 50 to 100 years from now, you could have rain rather than snow throughout the whole season in some of the lower elevations. And that would mean that you'd have water going down the stream, you know, in the middle of the winter rather than coming in the spring when farmers want it. So one implication of that could be that you'd have people wanting to build dams.
I would imagine that would also potentially have implications for plant life and wildlife as well in the park, right?
It does, yeah. So if you look at future climate projections, they say that precipitation could either increase or decrease. But even if precipitation increases slightly, the effect will be that it's drier because there'll be more evaporation from the warmer temperatures. So some of the projections that they talk about happening would be for greatly increased fire, and that's tied to the snow melting earlier too. So you could have a big, in terms of plant changes, you could have fires occurring so often that forests can't regenerate anymore in large areas of the park.
Are these kinds of conditions that you're finding in Yellowstone different than what you're seeing in the areas surrounding Yellowstone that maybe are just outside the park, or even conditions that we're seeing throughout other parts of the country and other parts of the West?
You know, I'd say the trend throughout the West is generally for more arid conditions. So I think that's kind of a common theme in most of the West. You know, water's mattered to people in the West for quite a few decades or hundreds of years. So the global average change since the start of the Industrial Revolution has been about 1°C, and Yellowstone has been about double that. But there's a lot of variability, you know, across the globe.
And how does that compare to what you're seeing in any of the other national parks that you're also analyzing data on?
You know, I think the way that people are going to respond to climate change in different parks depends a lot on what the resource is or what people care about in that park. So, for example, in a place like Sequoia National Park, you could argue that the park is there for the trees. There's really only one reason for that park. So you would want to try and maintain that park sort of as a vignette of when it's established. So you do everything you can to water the trees or whatever is necessary to keep conditions the way they were when the park is established. In somewhere else like Chiricahua in the Southwest, you might say, well, we're more concerned about just having conditions that are more natural than neighboring cities. So we might even consider putting in plants that aren't native to the area, but that are more adapted to the climate that we expect in the future. In Yellowstone, I think right now there's still sort of a debate as to what the best management strategy is.
Do you think that at some point Yellowstone might have to curtail visitation or maybe make some areas off limits to visitors because of this?
Yeah, and I have to say, I can't speak for the Park Service. I'm not a Park Service employee, so this is just my opinion. But I do think that the park is being loved to death in many ways. And, you know, it's not only disturbing to the wildlife, but if you think about one of the main values of a place like Yellowstone, I think, is the feeling of wilderness and solitude, you know, and the ability to sort of see what the world was like, you know, 100 years ago or 150 years ago. And if that's the experience you're looking for, having 4.5 million people or five or whatever as it continues to grow really isn't compatible with that. And another thing, too, is people are, you know, vectors for weeds and noise and other disturbances. So, you know, it could do direct ecological damage eventually.
I'm wondering if you think that by talking about climate change in the context of national parks, maybe is a way to get people to think differently about the issue of climate change and how they want to try to handle it?
I do think so, definitely. You know, I think people really care about Yellowstone. They love it. But I think related to that, one of my greatest fears is that, you know, if some of these dire predictions come true and we have food shortages and, you know, all the worst predictions of climate change, we're going to be focused on a lot bigger issues, and things like Yellowstone that I care about very deeply might become sort of beside the point because we're going to be worried about the latest war or political instability. And so I worry that, you know, right now you have a real contingency for people that love Yellowstone and care about it. But if it comes to a time when people are losing jobs or worried about the price of gasoline and food and all that stuff, that's Yellowstone's going to be the last thing on someone's list of things to worry about.
Mike Tursik is an ecologist and an independent contractor who does climate change data analysis for the National Park Service and other government agencies.